He is without a doubt the most improbable tough finalist in the history of the show, and on Saturday night, Amir Sadollah will look to complete his Cinderella run when he faces CB Dolloway again. Here to talk about all that is, of course, the man himself, Amir Sadollah. Amir, what's going on, man?
Not much. You're doing pretty well.
Well, like I said...
I apologize.
Sorry? Go ahead.
Well, that's very energetic. I apologize.
Oh, no, I completely understand. I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us. This is, without a doubt, probably, unless you've had a child or got married, I think this might be the biggest moment of your life coming up on Saturday, right?
Yeah, not to freak myself out or anything, but to date, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to put any extra added pressure on you, but when you first got involved in this, and it's interesting because I remember on ESPN.com when the the tryouts were taking place, you were one of the fighters that they actually featured, and now here we are several months later watching you about to compete in the finale. Did you ever really think, a guy going into the show with a 0-0 record, that you would actually make it to the finals?
You know, I'd have to be honest and say absolutely not. Now, you know, to tell you the truth, like, I did a good job of just not thinking about it and just thinking about what was the next thing in front of me. Like, I could tell you that I don't think I ever once thought on the show, you know, am I going to make it to the finals or not? I was just more worried about what was in front of me.
Why did you even consider going on the show? I mean, most lately, the show's taken a bit of a turn in terms of giving a chance to guys who are, you know, up-and-comers such as yourself, but... why choose this route as opposed to trying to get, you know, a few professional fights under your belt and then maybe trying out for it?
I would say, you know, probably most of the guys that are getting started in MMA, and myself included, have always been a big fan of the show, and they saw that, you know, it's definitely it's a big leap if you can do it. You know what I mean? It's a risk, but there's definitely reward involved. So, and beyond that, it was just one of those things that, like, it was hard, you know. It's like it was just an accomplishment in itself to get on the show and get through 6 weeks of, you know, kind of a rough time and, you know, put, you know, because, you know, whether you realize it or not, you're kind of putting yourself out there to be judged. You know, it could be positive, it could be negative, but it's kind of a gamble in itself. It just seemed like, I've been fighting amateur before this, and I was, wanting to make the next big step. And this was a pretty big step, and I just thought, well, if I can do this, then I've earned it.
Yeah, you mentioned, actually, you are going into this fight despite the wins on the show. You're still going into the fight 0-0, which is kind of weird because I feel like by now you probably don't feel like an 0-0 fighter, right?
No. And, yeah, no. I mean, I've had probably five amateur Muay Thai and MMA fights. And so, yeah, I never felt like I was completely inexperienced. But, yeah, definitely making my pro debut in the finale is, it's a little offsetting.
Yeah, and by the way, I am well aware of your amateur background. I'm not trying to discredit that. I'm just saying from a professional standpoint, it's a pretty crazy story. And to add to that crazy story is just the fact that you are facing CB again after the whole Jesse Taylor incident. Were you around when all that happened with Jesse on that infamous night?
No, you know, it was funny because the week before we left, they were, you know, making arrangements for all the guys to go home and what days they wanted to leave and stuff. And I remember at first Jesse wasn't going to go. He was going to leave the first night, and he just wanted to get back to his family and stuff. And it was just kind of weird. He eventually just, I guess the last minute, decided to stay the second night. I left the first night. I had my fill. I was ready to go home. But so I wasn't around, but Jesse was.
Yeah, and he was in a big way. How did you find out that he, you know, kind of lost it there and eventually got kicked off the show?
I remember, like, you know, and keeping up contact with the guys from the show, you know, in the first couple of weeks I got home, they just mentioned in passing how crazy JT got the second night. You know, I really didn't think anything out there. Like, yeah, JT was, you know, going wild. But at that point, you know, it wasn't like a big shocker. I was like, oh, yeah, he enjoyed himself? Yeah, okay, that makes sense. But, yeah, and then when they called me back, they convinced me. They're like, oh, yeah, we just want to get some extra shots of you and just do some promo stuff. So I was like, oh, okay. I'm important, I'll go back here and not think anything of it. So, then they walked me in there and Dana told me what happened and it was a shock.
Did you think at first that they were ribbing you or was the look on his face, you know, to steal a line, as real as it gets?
Yeah, no, there was no joking in Dana's face. No, I don't see him joke around a lot about stuff like that. So, no, I believed.
So, internally, though, were you kind of happy that now you didn't have to face... Jesse, and we're going to face a guy that you've already beaten in the semifinals, or I don't know, maybe you were looking to test your strength against a pretty big 185er in Jesse Taylor.
Yeah, well, the thing about it was, you know, it was just, it wasn't good or bad to me, it was different. And while working for, you know, getting ready for Jesse, obviously, I would have had to work a lot more on wrestling, takedown defense, and getting up. These are also things that I would want to work on for fighting CB again, you know what I mean? So, as far as my game plan goes, I wasn't too upset about the change in the direction of how I was training. And, like, I, you know, seeing Jesse fight, you know, I was very sure that it would be a tough fight. Fighting CB, I know it's a tough fight, you know what I mean? So, from, like, my, you know, self-hating side, it was probably the better thing, because I know this is going to be, I know it's going to be a hard fight, you know?
If you look online, especially leading up to the CB fight, many people were still picking you as the underdog. CB was a guy that a lot of people thought would win the show from day one. Was the victory over him the one that you're most proud of, or was it any of the others leading up to that one?
I don't want to. I would say I'm most proud of it. Yeah, and from the standpoint of that was probably the fight that I was most unsure that I would win, you know what I mean? So it was the one that I pulled out and I was more happy with than, you know, not to segue from anything, the other guys I fought, they definitely are all tough and I definitely was not sure about winning with any of them, but yeah, that was probably my toughest fight. And you know, you saw it, it's a tough fight, and then he took it to me, so it was like, also it was it showed me, you know, kind of that I can go in the deeper waters and survive.
Why were you most unsure about that one?
You know, I've seen him fight 3 times before, and yeah, you know, obviously there's a fair bit of hype behind him. So, you know, a combination of, you know, seeing him fight and hearing a lot of people talk up about him. And yeah, so obviously I knew he wasn't going to be a slouch.
Okay, so like you said, I mean, it's kind of a weird situation for a guy with, you know, no official pro fights under his belt to make it to the finals. Did you learn anything different about your fight game in terms of the fact that you had to fight in a pretty short amount of time, all these fights and under a lot of pressure? Of course, you're being filmed for the first time. You've got Dana White watching your fights, Rampage, Forrest Griffin, all those guys. Anything that when you left the house, you thought of yourself in maybe a different light?
Yeah, when I left the house and I let myself, you know, look back at everything that I did, you know, 4 fights in 4 weeks and cameras and Dana, and, you know, all the things. And yeah, I was kind of like, wow, that was, I was pretty impressed with myself, I guess, I'd have to say. But at the time, I couldn't allow myself to think about all that, you know. But, yeah, when I got off the show, I looked back, and I give myself props. I'm a cool guy.
Yeah, I think you do deserve some props. Is it hard for such an amazing moment in your life to have to keep it under wraps? Because I know you can't talk to anyone about it. That must have been pretty difficult for the last couple months,
it
right?
It was really hard. And not because, I mean, you know, even if I never signed the confidentiality agreement, I wouldn't have talked to people about what happened on the show specifically. Just because, you know, all the things that we went through, I didn't want, you know, like, why would you want to ruin that surprise or something? Like, personally, I wouldn't even want to know, you know, if it was one of my friends on the show, I'd be like, you know, don't tell me, I want to see it.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a thing that, like, I just went through the craziest experience in my life, 6 weeks of being on a reality show and all that stuff, and I just really didn't have anyone to talk to about it. You know, it wasn't even so much about specifics, but there's just so much stuff I couldn't really talk about at first. I even admit that I was on the show that when I first got back, I was still lying. I was like, oh, yeah, I was in Holland.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. Yeah. With the first couple of weeks we got back, we couldn't even admit that we were on the show.
Oh, interesting. So what was the, why Holland? Did you just make that up or?
No. I train out there sometimes. I trained there last year, and my striking coach is out there. So you know, it was like a pretty feasible situation. And I was gonna do that anyway. If I didn't make the show, I had some time off from work, and I was just gonna, you know, I was determined that, well, if I didn't make the show, then I'm gonna do something else, and I was gonna go to Holland regardless. So. It was one of those, like, feasible lies, so I didn't feel as bad about telling people.
Okay. Can you, like, 100% tell us that you didn't even tell, like, you know, your closest family member, your girlfriend, whatever, no one knew that you were making the finals? Do they let you even tell one person, or does it really have to be kept hush-hush?
Yeah, I really didn't even tell my own parents or my girlfriend or anybody. But, and anyone that didn't sign a disclosure, you know, agreement, yeah, it's absolutely no-no. I mean, I think they understand. I'm sure a lot of the guys have told their wives, you know, parents, girlfriends, whatever. But I would definitely stand by the fact that I really didn't tell anyone.
So what's the scene like? I guess, do you have some sort of, you know, get together or something when you're fighting, everyone's like crowding around, you know, internally what's happening, but no one else in the room does? Or did you just watch the shows alone?
Well, when I first got back off the show, I was back home in Richmond. And so when the first show aired, yeah, we all got together and we watched it, a bunch of the guys from my gym and friends and family and stuff. And it was weird, yeah, my first fight, you know, it was crazy. Like, I was nervous, like I was fighting again. It was funny, like I was watching the TV, I was like, just wanted a shot of advice, and even though I knew the outcome, it was like, it was weird. It was a weird feeling just seeing it on TV. But, and every time I watch the show, it's weird on TV. But ever since then, I've been out here in Vegas training, so everybody I know has been getting together to watch it, but I haven't been around. I just get a lot of text messages, like, when it airs. So I've just been kind of watching it out here alone, by myself.
Oh, nice. All right. Well, I guess that's, you know, the true reality of what, you know, the life of an Ultimate Fighter finalist, just watching it by himself. But you mentioned that you're in Las Vegas, so I guess you've been training there. Now you're just a couple of days away from the fight itself, and you're going through, I guess, cutting the weight and all, you know, weigh-ins and fans starting to trickle in, you know, knowing that you're in the finals, you're, you know, the man of the hour on Saturday night. Does the whole situation feel a little weird for you, or is it pretty much as you expected thus far?
Yeah, very weird. And I think the only thing that helps me is that I know it's going to be crazy, and I'm just not I'm not expecting to be anything less than overwhelmed. But yeah, I mean, you know, like a lot of people said that have been on the show in the past, is, you know, like a lot of guys out here that have been on the show, and I've just talked to them about little things, and you know, they said, look, you know, it's crazy, but enjoy the ride. So I'm just trying to do the best I can.
Will your fight be the main event, or will the Grove Tanner fight be the main event, or do you not even know by now?
I don't know. I'm assuming that it'll be, I think Tanner and Grove is the main event, but yeah, I'm sure it will be up there in importance.
Yeah,
I hope.
Absolutely.
Your I hope it'll be televised.
Yeah, I think it's going to be televised. Is this kind of a situation? I mean, we know that a lot of former cast members, even if they don't win, they make it to the final, or they make it to the UFC, they get a contract. It might not be as good as the final contract, but with this particular episode, a lot of the cast members haven't made it to the finale show. Did they tell you about anything, whether or not you win or lose, or does that all get discussed after Saturday night?
No, they haven't said anything, and tell you the truth, I wouldn't even discuss it. I don't want to know. My only concern is doing my best on Saturday. And I don't, you know, Dana White came to me the first day and said, look, we like your look, we like your style, we're just going to give you the contract. I wouldn't want, you know what I mean? I don't want anything that I didn't earn. And win or lose, I just want to know I did my best.
Okay, cool. Final question before I let you go. Of course, this is an interesting situation because you've already fought CB, you defeated him. Anything that you're looking to maybe expand upon that you know obviously you won the bout via armbar, you said that you kind of reached deep down to defeat him, something that you'll look to expand upon, whatever, in the finals on Saturday?
I have basic ideas. I mean, I obviously want to try to keep the fight on my feet if possible, and but the biggest thing is I'm just trying to avoid expectation. I think I've only had one rematch before in my career, and just from seeing other people do it, I think the best thing you can do is have an idea what to expect, but not get upset if it doesn't go that way. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah, because
you've never fought someone before, you're just totally, you know, you don't know. But now you fought someone once before, and you think, you know, you just gotta rely on your strengths and know what you're doing well and know what is likely, but not get upset if it doesn't happen that way.
Right, especially because at this point, I'm guessing a lot of the guys who fought you on the show were not expecting you to be as good as you were, and you kind of have this element of surprise, but now CB definitely knows that you're legit, so you won't have that working in your favor on Saturday.
Right, yeah. It's
an interesting one.
Yeah, I'm great. I'm interested in myself. I want to see this.
Yeah, all right. Okay, cool. Well, best of luck to you on Saturday night. We appreciate the time, and we hope the maybe see the Cinderella run continue for Amir Sadola.
Well, thanks a lot. Appreciate the interview.